Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you knew that the doors to midlifery are open again. If you don't know what midlifery is, it is a faith-filled membership program. And we talk about the three pillars of midlife where we tend to have some struggles midlife. So those the three things are spiritual growth, emotional health, and also physical wellness. So every month, I release a bundle of three modules. They're super fast and easy to go through. It's not something that's super time consuming, but we talk about one thing out of each of those three pillars each month to help you improve in those areas of your life. So the doors are open right now. It's a temporary situation. They're not going to stay open for very much longer. I open them just a few times a year. So I would love to have you go check it out and then join me if you feel like it's something that could benefit you. And honestly, I really feel like it could benefit pretty much every single woman midlife, but that's just me. So I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. You can also go to my website, graceover40.com, to check it out. Please take a couple minutes to do so. I would absolutely love to have you join me. Hey, hey, how are you? Welcome to episode 39 of the Grace Over 40 podcast. So happy to be here with you today. I thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about, well, the title of today's episode is it a midlife crisis? Now, I've talked about this a little bit before in a previous episode. I believe it was episode 5, where I talked about the U-curve of life and how this is a real thing that you know, really does happen to people, and kind of went over a little bit of the reasoning behind that. There's some physiological changes and some things that happen that actually do make us ripe for a midlife crisis. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about it from a little bit of a different angle, and that is, how do you know if you're in a midlife crisis or if you are on the verge of one? Now, I'm speaking from both personal experience and things that I've been told from other women in their 40s that I've talked to who have gone through this as well. And we're going to talk about a few different signs that I feel like are pretty common. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about kind of what you can do or what you need to start doing if you think you are here. So let me first go over some signs that are a pretty good indicator that either you are in the middle of a midlife crisis or heading for one. The first is that you've lost interest in the things and even sometimes the people that used to make you happy. So you're just kind of apathetic. Life doesn't really have any joy. You know, the relationships that you used to enjoy, you find kind of empty now. You just don't really get the same pleasure out of them or interacting with those people. The things that you used to do, hobbies or activities or things that really used to make you excited, now you just are kind of like, whatever, I don't feel like doing that. I'm just not really interested in getting out and doing anything or even, you know, really being involved in much of anything right now. You're doing things that are uncharacteristic of you. So for me, this happened a little bit. So there were some things that were characteristic of me, but there was a certain part of my personality that got blown way out of proportion. So it was like this one piece of who I am that suddenly I was only that person and I was only all about that thing. And everything else in my life could just kind of take a hike because I didn't care about anything but this now, which was uncharacteristic of me. If you're considering changing big things in your life in an attempt to find happiness, even if there's not really anything major wrong with the thing that you are considering changing, but like I said, you've either just lost interest or you're like, you know what, something's got to give. Like, I'm just not happy. I need to just pack up my life and move to England or whatever the case. You know, you're considering making a big change in your life just because you can't figure out what else you need to do or what else you could do, but you know you need to do something. That could also be a sign. You feel constantly angry, irritated, bored, sad, down on yourself, just generally not happy with yourself or anyone or anything around you. Now, I do want to have a little aside comment here. Some of these things can also be a sign of a deeper issue, such as clinical depression or things along those lines. And sometimes midlife crisis does go hand in hand with those things, or I should say those things go hand in hand with midlife crisis. So it can be on a lot deeper level for some people. And if you feel like you are dealing with something that is deeper rooted than a situational issue or, you know, something that just is really debilitating you, if it feels like you just can't function in your life because of feelings of, you know, being down on yourself or sad or anything like that, that's most likely depression. And that is something that you definitely need to consult with a doctor about. It can happen independent of a midlife crisis. It can happen as part of a midlife crisis. You can always also have a midlife crisis where you do have a feeling of general apathy, but you're not depressed. So you kind of need to figure out where you're at in that range and get professional help if you feel like it's warranted. Another thing is you wonder what's wrong with you. You don't feel right. You don't feel things are just off. You just feel unsettled and like you're just restless and you don't know how to fix it. You don't know why you're restless. You don't know why you feel unsettled. You don't know why you suddenly just feel like you are going to jump out of your skin and you have to make a change. It's just something that has come over you and you're not really sure what to do about it. This is a huge one. And this one is one that I really have kind of centered a lot of the coaching and the teaching and the things that I do with Grace Over 40. I've centered around this because this is such a big one. This was true for me. This is true for a lot of women I speak to. You feel stuck. You are in this life that you're in, that you've been in. You're not happy. You don't know how to go backwards or forwards or even make a lateral move or do whatever you need to do to change things, but you know that something's got to change. You just feel completely stuck. You feel like your future looks dim if things don't change, but maybe you don't even know why you feel that way and you don't know what to do about it. That's a huge one right there. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that at the end. I have something that I think could help you with that. You find yourself thinking about the bigger picture a lot. So what is my purpose? How can I live a more meaningful life? I don't feel like I'm fulfilled in my career or in life in general. I feel like I need to be doing more. I feel like I was made for more. I'm feeling this pull or this calling to do something else, but I don't really know what that is. And it's making me feel super unsettled. That could also be a sign that you are headed for a midlife crisis. You're not sure who you are anymore or where you're headed. You're just you're not really super in touch with yourself anymore. And we've talked about this a lot before, where you have kind of an identity change midlife a lot of times. You know, if you've been a mama your whole life, you've had little kids, suddenly they're independent. You know, there's no more like driving them around to dance practice and soccer. Like they're driving themselves around. They're hanging out with their friends more than they're hanging out with you. That was kind of like a big part of your identity and you're not real sure how to define yourself anymore. Or maybe you've had changes in other areas and you're just kind of not real sure who you are. Like you've lost touch with who you are. So that's a big one. Another one is your life feels like a chore. It's just like, oh my gosh, same old thing, different day. I just, you know, like I said a few minutes ago, I'm unfulfilled. I'm restless. I just am so bored and so over it. That's definitely one of the things that I felt when I was going through this. And a lot of other women that I've talked to also have mentioned that it's just like this whole, oh my gosh, it's almost like my life is driving me crazy. This is so boring. This is so like not what I want, like that kind of feeling. And the last one is you start feeling really upset about the fact that you think it's too late to chase your dreams or pursue the things that you wanted to pursue or do those things that you wanted to do, or you just have kind of shelved a lot of the things in your life that you really, that were really important to you, things that were really important for you to get there. And now you're just kind of like, well, guess that's never going to happen. That stinks. Makes me sad. You know, I wanted to be XYZ or I wanted to do ABC, and I guess it's too late now. Like, I just don't have the time. So a lot of these things, it can be kind of like a range. So sometimes you'll have a couple of these things at the beginning. Sometimes you'll feel all of them simultaneously. Sometimes you will just kind of be able to relate to some of them. Sometimes you can absolutely relate to all of them. Like, it just kind of depends on what your situation is. But if any or all of those sound like you, then you likely are either in a midlife crisis or you're heading for one. And let me tell you real quickly, you may know some of my story, but let me tell you real quickly how this played out for me so that it doesn't play out this way for you. I felt stuck. I felt unhappy. I felt like my life was not fulfilling. I needed more. I wanted more. I just really was just generally unhappy with everything. And because of that, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to change it. I didn't really know what I needed to do or what I needed to change. I just knew I wasn't happy, and it was just this feeling of just being uncomfortable. So what I did is I started chasing whatever happiness I could find, which were things that were really not good for me. And this is where it begins for a lot of women. It can be, you know, another extra couple of glasses of wine every night, maybe a couple extra bottles of wine every night. It could be starting to flirt with the office coworker because you have just got to have some excitement. Oh my gosh, you know, you're going crazy. Like, life is so boring. It could be, for me, I got involved in some stuff on the computer. I was in chat rooms and forums and, you know, talking to people that I had no business talking to about things that I had no business talking to them about. It can look a lot of different ways, but it usually will involve some sort of self-destructive behavior, either initially or something that will plant the seed to take you into self-destructive behavior, because you are chasing some sort of any semblance of excitement or something that will make you feel good, even if it's for just right now, or some sort of happiness or some sort of pleasure or some sort of something different or maybe dangerous or scandalous or whatever that is, because you don't know how to fix it. So the enemy starts to call you over here and, you know, catches your eye over here and starts, you know, bringing these temptations up. And because you do feel restless and unfulfilled and don't really know what to do about it, you're like, you know what, that looks good right about now, and I'm going to check that out. And then you start traveling towards down these paths that lead you so completely far away from where you were ever supposed to be, that if you don't catch it early on, or preferably before it gets started, you will end up so far away from where you're supposed to be in your life that it can take you years to get back. It took me approximately 10 years to course correct. And I went through some super hard things during those times, you guys. I lost a lot in my life. I hurt a lot of people. I messed up huge in so many ways. I was self-destructive. I just wish I could erase so many of those years, and I can't. But what I can do, and what I feel like God has called me to do, is use what I went through to help you not go through it as well. So what can you do? Well, I can't give you a pat answer. I can't just say, well, if you just do this, then you're safe, because I don't know the intricacies of your relationship. I don't know how far down that path you already are. I don't know what's going on in your life and, you know, the specifics of your situation. But what I can tell you is that there are some things that if you will pump the brakes right now and make a little bit of a U-turn, or, you know, just start heading back in a little bit different direction and focusing on some different things, it can make a world of difference, a world of difference. So one thing that I did want to let you know that's available right now, it's something that it's kind of like a brand new thing. I haven't really even announced it on social media or anything yet, but I really wanted to give you kind of like a little bit of a guide and a resource on being stuckness in general. So what I think would really be helpful for you is if you could grab this, it's basically just like kind of a mini ebook that I put together. And it's called 5 Steps to Getting Unstuck Midlife. So that is something that you can pick up for free. It's not up quite yet. Keep your eye on, actually, you know what? I'm going to put it up tomorrow because I want to be able to put it in the show notes for you today, or when I launch this podcast, which will either be today or tomorrow. At any rate, I'll put it in the show notes for you. Grab that if you feel like you might be in a stuck spot right now and you just don't know what to do, because it will give you a few different things that you can do to start trying to get out of where you are. If you are feeling that whole like uncomfortable, I'm not happy, but I don't know what to change, or I'm not happy, but I don't feel like I can make the change, or any of that, I think that'll really help you. So I'll put the link of where to find that in the show notes for you. The other thing is, and I know that you have heard me talk about this before, but I did want to put in a quick plug for Midlifery, especially because I just made a change to Midlifery. First of all, the doors are open right now. They are reopened for a very limited time period. If you have checked out the Midlifery page before and you've headed over there to kind of see what it's about, and you decided it wasn't for you, I'm going to ask you to just do me a quick favor and go back and take a look at that again. And I will also put the link for that in the show notes as well, because I have added some stuff to that page now that Midlifery has been going on for a couple of months. I've been able to put in some testimonials from some of the founding members of the group. I've been able to add some bonuses in there for you. There's 4 super awesome bonuses that I would love to share with you. And I've also added a money-back guarantee. Not much better than that, right? You get in the group, you take a look around, you check it out, you decide it's not for you, and you can get your money back. So go see the details of that and see if that sounds like something you would like to try. It is not just a Facebook group. As a matter of fact, most of the action, quote unquote, does not happen in the Facebook group. It's held on a platform that is very user-friendly, very easy to navigate. And the change that I have most recently made that I think is really going to be super helpful is I was releasing a module. First of all, there's 3 pillars to Midlifery. The 3 pillars that all the content is based around is physical wellness, spiritual growth, and emotional wellness. So we kind of, everything that we talk about is under those 3 headings. So what I'm going to do beginning in October is I'm going to release, sorry, I didn't finish my thought earlier. I was releasing one module basically each week that we were going through that fell under one of those 3 pillar categories. Now what I'm going to do starting in October is I'm going to be releasing a bundle at the beginning of the month. The bundle will be 3 modules, 1 in each of those 3 categories, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And you can go through it at your own pace. So you can choose which one do you need the most this month. You know, and it might change each month. Like maybe one month you're really struggling with physical wellness or trying to get your diet in line or whatever the case. Maybe the next month, you know, you really are struggling emotionally. Maybe you're having some rocky relationship issues or any of the other number of things that can come up for us emotion-wise in midlife. Maybe one month you really are just feeling spiritually weak and you just really need some support and encouragement and direction where that's concerned. So I want to give you the opportunity to have this be more self-paced and self-directed. So we won't all be doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. You can choose how you want to do it and when you want to do it. So I think that's a really awesome change. And I think that it'll make it a lot more flexible. So please go check out the page for Midlifery. Again, the doors are open only for a limited time. I would absolutely love to have you join me. It really is. If you feel like you might be in crisis mode right now, a lot of times where that comes from initially is the first initial thing that you start to feel is just overwhelm. You feel overwhelmed in your life. And when you're overwhelmed, the thing that you need the most is just direction. You know, you just don't know where to start. You've just got to have some direction. It's like you just want somebody to swoop in and say, tell me what to do. Like, just tell me where to start. Give me a jumping off point. Just, I need something. Just tell me what to do. I need some help. So if that sounds like you, Midlifery would be a perfect fit for you. It'll give you some focuses, some things to focus on, you know, some places to start, some good, healthy, encouraging, motivating, positive things to sink your teeth into and to start working on that can take a lot of those feelings of restlessness and uncertainty and lack of direction away. So I would love to have you join me. Please check that out. That is pretty much it for today. I hope that if you can relate to this at all, if you can relate to these feelings of crisis mode in any way, shape, or form, I hope that you will consider grabbing one of these resources because, friend, I have to tell you before I let you go, the worst thing you can do is what I did, and it's basically just let this happen to you. You have got to take action. You've got to take hold of the reins. You got to stop this in its tracks. You've got to redirect because if you don't, it will take you for a ride that might look fun right now, but I promise you, it will 9 times out of 10, really more like 9.9 times out of 10, end up in destruction. And I don't want that for you. And I know you don't want that for you. So please, whatever you do, whether it's taking advantage of some of the resources that I have for you or finding help elsewhere or doing, you know, whatever else you can to get involved in a church group or something, just anything, just do something positive. You've got to take action to save yourself from a lot of trouble up ahead. So I love you. I hope that's encouraging for you. And I would love to help in any way that I can. And until next time, please take care of yourself. Talk to you soon. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.